Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Cunningham moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koplitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. John moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John moves to third. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Locke trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Zimmer moves to second. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Cater reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Buford moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Camilli for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. Steve Rijik now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to third for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Zimmer moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.